This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has hit a daily record of coronavirus cases with more than 83,000 reported infections. And hospitals in a number of states where the pandemic once seemed remote now say they are running out of space. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
After hitting a state record for COVID-19 cases, Utah Governor Gary Herbert is warning state residents various steps to limit group gatherings and wear masks, healthcare providers will be unable to properly care for all their patients. The U.S. surge mirrors a similarly widespread spike in Europe. The WHO's Maria Van Kerkhove.
We're in the autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. The influenza season is just about to begin. And so the demand for testing for people with respiratory diseases will increase. The demand for hospital needs for people who are sick will increase.
In Twin Falls, Idaho, St. Luke's Magic Valley Medical Center says it's overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. And except for newborns, all patients under age 18 will now be sent to Boise, some 128 miles away. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Europe, the pandemic continues to worsen. Europe became the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 deaths on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
Europe became the second region after Latin America to surpass 250,000 reported deaths from COVID-19 on Saturday, according to a Reuters tally. The region also reported at least 200,000 daily COVID-19 infections for the first time on Thursday. Europe now accounts for nearly 19% of global deaths. Meanwhile, Asia surpassed 10 million novel coronavirus infections. Behind only Latin America, Asia now accounts for about a quarter of the global caseload. But experts say the true numbers of cases and deaths